Greetings above Top Secret. Springer here with an ATS member podcast. I want to talk about the absolute impossibility of evacuating a major American city. What we witnessed yesterday was the height of American incompetence once again. This hurricane, lovely Rita, hasn't even hit yet, and our civic leaders and emergency response officials have dropped the ball already. This may be a new level of incompetence, because the real, you know, disaster hasn't even hit yet and they're already screwing up. This is just classic. One of the most amazing things I saw yesterday was hundreds and hundreds of miles of gridlock on major interstate freeways, simply because the emergency management folks, the governors, the leaders, whoever, failed to initiate contraflow. Contraflow is a logical thing that was designed to use all the available freeways, all lanes of the available freeway, in the event of an evacuation. It would seem to me that when you announce it's time to evacuate, you would initiate contraflow. Yep, open up all the lanes, the southbound and the northbound, so the people can get the heck out of town. Rick Perry, who is a man I respect, didn't even mention contraflow until early yesterday afternoon, late morning at the earliest. And this is after people had already been on the freeways for some of them 15, 16 hours and hadn't got anywhere. Several people were calling into the news channels with stories of being on the freeway for 6.5 hours and having actually progressed 8 miles. That's absolutely incredible to me. 6.5 hours and you went 8 miles. Every one of them that called into the news broadcasts had turned around and gone back home, and I don't blame them. I would too. Why in the world would you announce the evacuation of the second largest or third largest American city and not initiate contraflow? It's mind-boggling. Just the pictures of just hundreds of miles of gridlock on the northbound lanes and maybe one car every few minutes traversing the southbound lanes, if that isn't just so obvious, I don't know what is. I mean, it's even part of the plan. You know, when you evacuate a major American city, you initiate contraflow. Why the hell wasn't initiated yesterday morning? Better yet, Wednesday night. It just boggles my mind. My nephew left his home in Houston at 4 o'clock Thursday morning. He didn't reach my brother-in-law's house until nearly midnight last night. Now, you're talking about going from Houston to Oklahoma City. At best, that's a 7-hour drive if you really take it easy. You know, if you stop, get a bite to eat, let the kids go to the bathroom, what have you, you're there in 7.5 hours. It took them 20 hours to get to Oklahoma City from Houston yesterday. Absolutely amazing. Had contraflow been initiated, logic tells you, you could have at least knocked a third of that trip off. I'm sure it still would have been backed up, but you would have doubled the available lanes for people to drive on. Even if you kept one lane on the southbound for true southbound traffic, for emergency vehicles, news reporters, what have you, that need to get down in there, that's fine. You still opened up at least, you know, for the first 100, 150 miles northbound out of Houston, you've got 4 or 5 lanes each direction. Once you get north of that, it kind of goes to 2 lanes each direction. So you would have had 3 northbound lanes minimum the whole trip to Dallas. You would have had 9 northbound lanes instead of 4 or 5 on the worst part of it, getting through the Woodlands, getting north of Houston. That's where it really backs up. But you could have had 9 lanes open instead of 5 going through that, the worst part of it, and probably cleared the bottleneck out. and reduce those 20-hour trips to maybe 10, 11 hours. And I'm sure that a lot of the people that got disgusted or ran out of gas and gave up or whatever and went back home would have kept going. You know, no one expects you to be able to cruise at 65 miles an hour during an evacuation. It's not going to happen. When everybody tries to get on the freeway at once, yep, it's going to back up. Heck, you can't get around Houston without an evacuation between 6 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon and 7 o'clock in the evening at 60 miles an hour anyway. That town is just gridlocked for 6 or 7 hours a day as it is. I understand that. During an evacuation, I expect it to be a whole lot worse. But I have made the trip from Houston to Dallas, pretty much leaving at rush hour in Houston, 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, and still made it to Dallas in 5 or 6 hours. You know, very upset about that, because I sat in gridlock for an hour and a half to go 20, 30 miles, you know, through the northern part of Houston. Well, it really makes me mad to take an hour and a half to go 20 or 30 miles. I could not imagine 6.5 hours to go 8 miles, and there's no excuse for it. When you've got that much freeway, there's no excuse for that. You know, it's just a new level of incompetence. I don't know any other way to look at it. What are we going to do? God forbid, should an emergency that we really do need to evacuate everyone from a major metropolitan area in this country, what are we going to do? It's not going to happen. Which really makes me happy I moved from Dallas to Indian Territory, where I can get the heck out of here or whatever else I need to do pretty much anytime I want to. I really feel for people that live in major cities these days. And I've lived in Houston, Los Angeles, Dallas, San Francisco area. I've been to just about every major city in this country and a few other countries, and it's just incredible. When humanity concentrates to that level and the roadways are not capable of dealing with it, it's just a setup for disaster. It really is. I don't know any other way to look at it. But it really infuriates me when we don't even use the full capacity of the resources we have to help people move, go, get out of town. You tell people to evacuate, and then you don't open up all the avenues possible for them to evacuate on. It just doesn't make any sense. What are we going to do? Man, I hope that this country is learning. Learning, learning, learning. And if we're not learning, something's up. Somebody's playing games. I don't know what else to say about it. Just wanted to get that out there. I'm looking forward to replies, responses, ideas. You know, it's a tragedy waiting to happen yet again. Let's all pray that Rita keeps diminishing and keeps, you know, getting weaker before it hits anywhere near Galveston or Houston, because it's just going to wipe Galveston off the face of the earth if it hits at anything 4 or above. Even a 3, I think, is going to devastate the western end of the island. And I've got some friends with some big, beautiful, multi-million-dollar beach houses down there. And I hope they all got insurance and everybody's going to survive it. But it really is a alarming sight to see the absolute chaos and incompetence and lack of direction and leadership even before the hurricane hits. Just amazing. Anyway, everybody have a great day. Springer out.